Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning, welcome. We are studying the Monday portion of Bahaloscha, chapter 8, verse 15, that's 8:15, in the book of Bamidbar, Numbers. This is a very special portion, talking about the fact that Hashem decreed that the Levites, the family of Levim, we have here our very own representative, Reb Felix, representing all the Levim. The family of Levim are very special people. They were chosen from amongst all the tribes as the tribe to connect Hashem to the Jew and the Jew to Hashem. They are, as we say here in LA, the LAPD, they are devoted to protect and to serve. This is the job of the Levi. And yesterday we learned about the induction ceremony of the Levim, everything that was done to them in order to have them actually bring about an exchange and make atonement for the firstborn, who were supposed to be the Kohanim and the Levim of the Jewish people, lost that privilege due to their participation. And furthermore, because they were firstborn, they didn't only participate, they were leaders in the transgression of the golden calf. So having learned about the induction ritual of the Levim, we now go on, chapter 8, verse 15. The Acharechein, and following that, Yovo HaLevim, the Levites will come. Lavid, and they will enter into service. Es Ohel Moed in the Mishkan, which is called the Tent of Meeting, the Tabernacle. V'tiharto Esam, and you shall purify them. V'heinafta Esam Tnufa, and you shall offer them as a wave offering. We learned yesterday that Aharon HaKohen waved every one of the Levim in a very, shall we say, exotic ritual. Very strange in our world to imagine Aharon standing and waving 23,000 Levim. Maybe we'll get Gary and Chaim to try it on Felix and see how it goes. Put down the tomato. I'm just kidding. Okay. So then following that, we're in business. 16, key because, and the Torah now explains, Nisunim, Nisunim Hemali, they, the Levim, are given to me, Hashem says. Mitoch b'nei Yisrael, chosen from amidst all of the children of Israel. Tachas, in place of, instead of. Pitras korechem, the one who opens all wombs, instead of the firstborn. Becher, the firstborn. Keil, of all mibnei Yisrael, of the children of Israel. The firstborn lost that privilege. The Levites replaced them. Lakachti esomli, I have now taken them, the Levites, to me, Rashi. Nisunim, nisunim, Rashi comments. What is the lesson we learn from the double expression, the repetition of the word nisunim? Nisunim lamasa, they are given for carrying. They are the transporters in the desert. They move the tabernacle. Nisunim lashir, they are given to singing. That's one of the primary services of the Levim, is that they sing the songs in the Beis HaMikdash while the Kohen engage in the actual service in the Beis HaMikdash. The word grammatically pitras means psicha, says Rashi, the opening. Why do the Levim replace the firstborn? What did the firstborn do? How did the firstborn become devoted to Hashem that they need replacement? The answer goes back to the story of the 10th plague in Egypt. Ki, because, li kol b'chor b'vnei Yisrael, to me, says Hashem, belongs every firstborn of the children of Israel. Ba'odam, whether man, uva'behemo, or beast, or animal. Why? Because it goes back to biyom, on the day. Hakosi kol b'chor, that I punished, I smote, I killed every firstborn, be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, except for the firstborn of the Jew. Higdashti esam li, because I saved their lives, I have now sanctified the firstborn to me in service. But then, as we learned, they sinned. So the Levites are now replacing the firstborn. Rashi explains this in 17. Ki li kol becher sheli hayu habcheres. The firstborn belonged to me. Bekav hadin, it was by right, by law. Shehaginesi aleihem, because I protected them. I defended them, I protected them, I selected them for life. Bein becheri mitzrayim. They were strewn between the firstborn of the Egyptians. And Hashem says, I was able to differentiate between an Egyptian firstborn and a Jewish firstborn. V'lakachti esam li, I took them, the firstborn to me, and the firstborn were the Kohanim. And this is the way it was intended from creation. That's why Yaakov and Esau were battling over the birthright. Everybody wanted to be the Kohen. Esau sold it for a pot of lentils, and then he changed his mind. Ad, this went on, where the firstborn was the Kohen, Ad Shetou Bo'egel, until the firstborn made the mistake of sinning in the story of the golden calf. They were disqualified. They lost that privilege. V'achshav, and now, V'ekach ha-salvim, I have now, says Hashem, taken the Levim instead of the firstborn, to replace the firstborn for me. As he says in verse 18, V'ekach, I have now taken as ha-Levim the Levim, tachas, in place of, kol b'cher, all firstborn, b'vnei Yisrael, amongst the children of Israel. What have I done with the Levim? 19, famous verse. Va'etna es halavim, and I have designated the Levites. Nisunim, they are given. Li Aharon ulevonov, to Aharon and his descendants. Who are the descendants of Aharon? The Kohanim. Mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from amongst all the children of Israel. The Levites were selected to be a special group. Lave, to serve as avedas b'nei Yisrael, the service of the children of Israel, be ohel moed, in the tent of meeting. So that the tribe of Levi, they are the assistants to the Kohanim. Furthermore, not only do they serve ulechaper, they also make atonement al b'nei Yisrael, for the children of Israel. And because of this, because you have the Levites have experience this exchange, have become an exchange or a redemption for the firstborn, that will bring about that velo yihye negef bivnei Yisrael, so there will not be a plague amongst the children of Israel, or velo yihye bivnei Yisrael negef begeshes bivnei Yisrael, as the Jewish people approach El HaKodesh, the Holy, because in the simple meaning, the Levites will make sure they don't cross the boundaries which they shouldn't cross. Rashi explains something very interesting. Vo'etna 19. We look into this verse. The words, B'nei Yisrael, says Rashi, Hei pa'omim ne'mar B'nei Yisrael b'mikrozeh. There are five times that the phrase B'nei Yisrael is mentioned or are mentioned in this verse. And that's interesting that you have one phrase repeated five times. Let's look at it. Vo'etna salavim nesunim li'aron ulevonov mitoch b'nei Yisrael is one. La'avodas avodas b'nei Yisrael is two. Be'ohel mo'od ulechaper al b'nei Yisrael is three. V'lo'yiyah b'vnei Yisrael is four. Negev. Begeshes b'nei Yisrael el HaKodesh. Certainly, grammatically, we could have skipped at least half, if not more than those. Why repeat the phrase, children of Israel, five times? For Cinco de Mayo. What's the joke? Lahedia, to inform the world. Chibosom, of how beloved B'nai Yisrael are. Shenichpelu as koreseyem. Their mention is reiterated. B'mikro echod, five times. Kiminyan, says Rashi. What's the symbolism of the five times? Like the number of Hei Chumshei Torah. Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moses. V'chein ro'isi, b'breishis rabo, and So I have also seen in the Medrash. So Rashi gives the source of the Medrash. The Baal HaTurim here adds another symbolism in the five, corresponding to the five types of Jews there could possibly be. There can only be five situations which will allow a Jew to be a Jew. And that is either he's born a Kohen, he's a Jew, or he's born a Levi, he's a Jew, or he's born an Israelite, a Yisrael, he's a Jew. But if he's not born a Kohen, he's not born a Levi, he's not born a Yisrael, there's another way he can become a Jew. And that is if he converts. He becomes a ger, a convert according to halacha, becomes a Jew. But there's a fifth. And that is an eved, which is meshuchrar, a slave, a Canaanite slave, a non-Jewish slave, who becomes a slave during the time way back when there was slavery. There are many laws that affect that slave. The first law is that the slave has to undertake to become a Jew. And when that slave is liberated, that slave becomes a full-fledged Jew, 100%, like me and you. So that's the fifth type of Jew. So you have Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Ger, and Eved Meshuchrar, according to the Baal HaTurim 5, possibilities of how someone could become a Jew, and if done properly, that Jew is equal pasqual, equal to every other Jew. There's actually a story in the Gemara where one of the great rabbis needed a minion, and there were short ones, so he liberated his slave. I guess he sent him quickly to the mikveh, whatever he needed to do to complete the process. Probably didn't even need that, because the slave is already Jewish. It's just the liberation makes him 100% obligated in mitzvahs, and he said Kedusha. Shalei yitztarchu logeshes al HaKedush. The Israelites will not have to approach the holy, because they're not qualified to. Shem yikshu yenegif. If the Israelite crosses the line, which he shouldn't cross, there comes about a plague. Therefore, the Levites, through what they do, protect the Israelites. Verse 20, Vayas, Moshe v'Aharon, Moshe and Aaron did, v'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, along with the entire community of Israel, la'levim, to the Levim, kecheil, according to everything, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, which God commanded Moshe, la'levim, to the Levim, kenos lohem b'nei Yisrael. That's exactly what the children of Israel did to the Levim. The whole ritual, the whole induction process. 20, Vayas, Meshe, Biaran, Bechaladas, Meshe, Amidam, Moshe, lined them up. Biaran, Enifam, and Aaron waved them. Biyisrael, Samchus, Yedeim, and the Israelites laid their hands. It was a day to remember. Verse 21, Vayishatu, Alevim, and the Levim were purified. Vayichapsu, Vigdeim, and they changed their garments, also including immersing in a mikveh. Vayonef Aaron Esam, and Aaron waved them, Tenufa, wave offering, Lepnei Hashem. Vayichapar Aleim Aaron, and Aaron made atonement, Letarum, to cleanse them. 22, Vyachre Chain, and after that, Bo Halavim, the Levites came, Lavet, to do, Es Avedosam, their service, Be'eil Meid, in the tent of meeting, Lepnei Aaron, before Aaron, Lepnei Bonim, and before his sons. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, as God commanded Moshe, al halvim, regarding the levim, kein osu lohem, that's exactly as they did. And Rashi tells us here again, kasher tziva Hashem geimar kein osu, lehagid sheva chaisim, to declare the praiseworthiness of those who did, v'hanasa bahem, and those to whom it was done, she'echod mehen la'ikev, no one stopped them. Aaron could have said, I'm not sure, Moshe, maybe you didn't hear right. The Levim could have said, are you crazy? This is what you're doing to me? Uh-uh, I didn't hear it. I want to hear it directly from Hashem. And here we have the idea of Kabolas Ol Malchut Shamayim, the acceptance of the yoke of heaven, that if this is what Hashem says to Moshe, and this is what Moshe says to us, Hashem said, what does the Jew say? Keil Ashadibar Hashem, Naaseh V'Nishma. Everything Hashem says, we will do. And then we'll understand why or not. But the first thing is, we're in the program. were in the army of Hashem, and the Levites were the leaders of this dedication of spirit. So that's the end of part one of today's portion. Now we go into part two, beginning with verse 23 through verse 26. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, okay, Zos Asher Lalavim. This pertains, this is the rule about the Levites. Now remember, we learned earlier that the Levites were counted not from age 20 through 60, but the Levites were counted from 30 days old. They reached their 30th day birthday, they became officially counted in the Levite census. But they didn't go to work at 30 days old. How old were they when they went to work? You went to work already? So we learned earlier that the Levites went to work when they were 30 years old. Till 30 years old, they hung out in Berkeley. 30 years old, they went to work. The Levites served active duty in the desert. 20 years, from 30 to 50. We learned this earlier. At 50 years old, they retired, early retirement for the AARP, and they got a desk job. Now we learn something else. Zeis asher laviim, this pertains to the Leviim. What's that? Mi ben chomesh esrim shana v'mayla, from 25 and older, not 30. Suddenly there's a new revelation. 25. Yovei l'tzvei tzavah, they should enter the army of Hashem. Ba'aved asay omeid, in the service of the tabernacle at age 25. Like the rabbi comes over to the person, he says, I haven't seen you in shul, I'd like to invite you to come and join the army of Hashem. He says, I'm already in. He says, really, I never see you. He says, I'm in the secret service. Rashi, Zeis asher Leviim, this is what pertains to the Leviim. Shonim peislim bohem. So from here we learn that unlike the Kohen who has to meet so many different rules and regulations and criteria, the Levite only years, only age disqualifies them. So the Levite comes and says, I'm 18 years old. I want to become an active Levi. I want to work. He's told he's too young. But physical defects do not disqualify the Levi. Now the question is, what kind of 25? In another place, in Bamidbar, chapter 4, he says, Miben Shleshim Shona, age 30. No, is it 25 or is it 30? What's the difference between 25 and 30? 5 years. Haketzad, how do you rectify, how do you reconcile these two opposing opinions? These two laws. So the answer is, mi ben chaf hei, and this is a very important Rashi in life. Rashi comes and tells us a piece of wisdom which is actually rooted in the Talmud. Mi ben chaf hei balilme, the Levi. At age 25, he goes to the Levite West Point. He enrolls in Levite University. He goes to train. Hilchos Aveda, you have to learn the laws of service. It's not so easy to be a Levite. There are a lot of rules and regulations. I mean, to drive a car, you need to take a driving test. To be a Levite, you got to study for 5 years. V'leimid chomesh shonim. The Levi studies in Levite school for 5 years. He then has to pass the Levi bar. Uben Shleshim Eved, at the age of 30, he can become a full-fledged active Levi, or as they say in the law and medical fields, the Levi could begin to practice. He could become a practicing Levi. 5 years he studies. Says Rashi from the Gemara Chulin Daf Chav Zayin, from here we learn, Mikan, from here we learn, Litalmud, that if somebody is a student, who doesn't find success in his learning. What if there's a student who goes to school and he goes to school and he goes to school? Like they tell a story of this social worker who was going from class to class in the public school system years ago and finds these kids, you know, in the fourth grade and goes from kid to kid. What do you want to do when you grow up? And finally comes to this big kid and says, what do you want to do when you grow up? He says, I want to get out of the fourth grade. So sooner or later, you got to get out of the fourth grade. Shaleiro simin yofa b'mishnasei. If someone does not see success in their learning, b'chom eshonim, over 5 years, sheshuv ein eroya. By the time you get to the age when everybody's in the ninth grade, it's time to get out of the fourth grade. 5 years is the maximum that a person should give and dedicate to the application of study of a particular subject that he doesn't find success in. After that, he should say, well, maybe I wasn't supposed to be a brain surgeon. You know, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving's not for you. Verse 25. Now the Levi trains from 25 to 30. At 30, he goes into active duty. When he reaches 50, Yoshuv mitzvah aveda, he returns from the service of the work of the Levites. He leaves the field, and he serves no more. Why? Because in the desert, the service was a very strenuous service. They had to schlep. And it was heavy and lifting, and the chiropractors were very busy. So he says, at age 50, sinishtukim koyach. Rashi, what does he not do? It's not that the Levi retires at 50 and moves to Miami Beach. No. He doesn't physically engage in schlepping anymore. He leaves the schlepping for the 30-year-olds. But it's not that he retires. He goes back to the gatekeeping. One of the primary responsibilities of the Levi was gatekeeping. The Levi was the official honor guard and practical guard in the Beis Hamikdash. Ulishir, and for singing, velitin agolas, and to load wagons, that's not back-breaking work. Zehu v'shedes esechav, meaning serving his brothers, imachay, with his brothers, kitagumay. So he's liberated from the back-breaking stuff, and he's engaging in the oral stuff, or the stuff that's not physically taxing, or the stuff that's light work. And that's what he says in 26, v'shedes, he shall minister as echav to his brothers, ba'il meir, in the tent of meeting, lishmer mishmeres, to keep the charge, va'aveder le'yaved, but he doesn't engage in back-breaking labor. Kocha, the above is what you should tasa do, la'leviim, to the Levites, b'mishmereisam, in their charge. 26 Rashi, lishmer mishmeres, lachnei saviv lo'yo, to encamp around the tent, u'lohokim lo'heded, to set up and take down, b'shasa masois, at the time of journeying, 5 years of training, 20 years of active duty, 50, at age 50, a desk job, end of today's Chumash portion.